Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
By the way, Peter is also your technical advisor.
He's also my technical advisor, exactly. He's the one who sits me up on the computer. He wasn't here earlier today, so Nancy did it for me, so she helped. But he had an appointment, and after he made his appointment, I said, it's Tuesday. Oh, he felt so bad. He says, I'll have somebody else set you up. But nevertheless, he's the one that gets me going on so much. And he's my business partner, and he does basically everything. He's a wonderful human being. So that's my plug for Peter. But what we're focusing on today, and what we're going to be focusing on, I think for some time to come, is when you get a person, and I have two of them right now that we're talking to, both Christina and Otto. But this is the Christina Lou Show, and over the last couple of years, Otto and I have both said with amazement some of the things that you do. And even for the children in your life, the kids that you're always doing these little parties for and stuff like that. You know, people can hate their lives right now without exaggeration for whatever number of reasons, pandemic, corona, this, that, or the other thing. But you have to find something. And it's not always possible. So I'm not making it sound like everything's coming up roses or whatever they say. Sometimes you just got to go with it and accept it. But that's something that I'm going to put the burden on you, because you're one of these people in my life that doesn't just accept things. You're willing to take the next step, which is very important. And if that step does nothing more than camouflage the negativity while you're preparing for that party, that's what it's doing. And then finally the party comes, and all of a sudden you're having a wonderful party.
No, you're right. You know, and we talked about this a bunch of times. You know, the fact is, it's not easy, right, to be positive. Like, you really have to work for it. You have to work. It's not, you know, people, and that has actually happened throughout my life, you know, like, oh, you know, oh, Christina's, oh, no, it's not. It takes a lot of work, actually. You know, it's not, it's a lot easier to do the woe is me. I don't feel like throwing the towel. You know, it you have to actively choose to, and it's extremely difficult in this time, you know, and I've said it many times. There had been days in the beginning that I was so upset. I mean, I was like crying constantly. I'm emotional to begin with, but everything was setting me off. You know, I felt horrible for this one. Forget it. It's everything. It's like the guilt and, oh my God, I feel bad. I'm worried about this one. It was just like your head, like what was going on inside my head? God only knows. Like, it was probably crazy. But, you know, you have to do these little things, you know, and like I said, it was different. I'm a person, I struggled with this whole thing because I'm a social person. So it's really important for me to, I'm the one who makes time to see this one. Oh, I haven't seen her. Oh, I haven't seen those kids in a while, you know, so I'm always trying to not lose those connections because it's important to me. That's just who I've always been as a person. So I had to figure out kind of creative ways to make that still possible, you know, and obviously now it's easier because we're able to, you know, be together in a certain sense, you know, you can be in a public outdoor place together. And, you know, with the little kids, you know, I was going and I had so many birthdays and everyone knows I love a birthday. So to get to still see them because, you know, they're little, they don't understand, you know. So
I'm just going to interrupt for 1 second. You love a good birthday.
I love
it. But we didn't miss yours this year.
I know.
That was tough.
Well, y'all all appreciate this because obviously I had a party, you know, planned and ready to go, you know, pre-pandemic for April, you know, because that's just how it goes. So in my garage, I literally have like party in a bag. Well, party in multiple bags. It'd be nice if it was one bag, but it's boxes of bags. But I have everything down to the party favors. So all my friends have been laughing. They were like, so like, when do you feel you'll do? And like, it would just be my closest friends, you know, really. So we're talking probably like 20 people. And like, So, but they, everyone keeps asking me, they're like, well, when are you going to do this? I was like, when it's safe to do it, guys, I don't want to like throw some party, you know, and God forbid, you know, so I need I know it has been extended, these gatherings, to 25, but I want to like ride it out a little bit longer. But everyone's like, really, I was like, I never realized the impact my events had on people, you know, and you realize it in this, because everyone's like, when are you going to do, you know, it's like, we just, everyone wants to see each other. I was like, now the pressure is like really on. I feel like I need to like up my ante, you know, this year. So, but like I said, with the birthdays, it was little things, and you have to be creative and flexible, you know? And I remember my two little nieces, their birthdays were in like the beginning of March. So I like came like a little elf. They were in the house, and I took, cause I had their Easter gifts plus their birthday gifts. I sprinkled it all around their front lawn, you know, and set up like, all right, this is Easter for Karina. This is Easter for Ariana. Here's Ariana's birthday. Here's, and they were all in like little stations. So then I stood with my mask on, you know, by my car, and it's hard because they're little, like I said, so I wanted to make it as much as normal as possible. Like, why is Aunt Christina not picking me up and kissing me, you know? So it's like, it was, it's that in itself was probably the hardest thing for me to do. But they did, you know, and they got to see me, and we talked, you know, from afar, and it was just doing these things. Yes, obviously I wish it wasn't, you know, that way, but it has to be. So you have to, you know, Otto and I say that too, especially with someone who is home and alone, you know, there has to be ways getting creative to see that person, because frankly, I don't think it's acceptable to just be like, well, I can't, you know, there are little things that can be done to not make someone feel so alone during this time. And I think it's just, you got to be creative. You know, that's really,
I don't, you want to say something.
Well, I think Christina, you just said something here. This, you might have an idea for a good business. Party in a bag, like, like a grab and go Christina party in a bag.
I like it.
You know, you have a whole kit, you get it in a bag.
I'm about it. I love a good kit.
With your fairy dust and everything else that goes along.
I love it. I think that's a
good. You know, earlier something was brought up about the television. Don't put the TV on. I'm a big proponent of limiting the news that you watch. Everybody I know who watches the news all day long is miserable. They haven't. They're not happy. All they can talk about all the problems that are going on in the world. And yes, there are a lot of problems, but there's also a lot of good stuff going on. And I think, you know, you don't want to walk around like a babbling idiot and not know what's going on. But if you limit it to like a half an hour of watching the news, I think that'll keep you going, you know?
I'm so with you. You know,
you're
and
much better off if you eliminate that part of it.
It's an important thing, you know, really an important thing, because like I said, in today's society, it's very difficult because not just, you know, the TV news. I mean, if you're on the computer, you're getting news. If you're, you know, on social media, it's just everything. It's just, and it's just this constant flood of information all the time. And like you said, you really can. And I was falling into the trap, like every second of every day, I needed to know the latest update on this. And I was looking up this and, oh my God, let me check this out, you know, because I wanted to be like prepared for whatever was going on. But then it's like, you realize all it does is just completely stress you out. You know, like it's not really, because at the end of the day, like you were saying, you just do like a catch up. Like it's really, that's sufficient enough to really just have that half hour catch up and recap of the events, you know, that are going on, because it's just, it's too much, you know, and everything that's going on in society can be really heavy. But I think what Otto said it's important to do is that there really is a lot of good that goes on too, you know, and unfortunately the media is really going to put out a lot of the negative stuff because that's, you know, the headlines. But it is important to also focus on the good. You know, I even started following on different social media pages, these sites that are like, you know, it's good vibes or like, you know, positivity, whatever, you know, they got all these catchy little names. Just to get these trinkets, because it's nice to see, you know, when you're scrolling through a positive quote or a positive story, you know, being showcased. Because like I said, it's hard, you know, to you need to seek out those things for your own mental health, because no one even knows the effects that this whole situation is really going to have on people, you know? So it's important to kind of find things, you know, little nuggets and little things each day. You know, my whole thing is like at least once a day, find something small, you know, that makes you laugh or makes you smile. And it could be, it's different for every person. You know, I mean, I try to find a bunch throughout the day, like, but if you could just find one thing, you know, that really keeps you going, you know, and listen, I've been the queen of like lists all throughout this whole pandemic. I mean, it's like list upon list between like work and then things I want to do and wish list items, you know, so it's just to keep yourself stimulated.
You know, you used the word mental health, I think one of the things that's important is to keep problems in proper perspective. I know people who they make a problem out of everything. And I think it's critical for your own mental well-being and frankly for those around you as well to try to keep problems in the proper perspective. There are some really legitimate problems that come along that people have. There are health problems that people face that are not fun and they're difficult. And there's no question about that. And yet there are other problems that you have no control over. You can't control a lot of the things that go on in the world. Unfortunately, you have to count on the fact that there are other people who are going to straighten it out. You can try to do what you can do and that's all you can do. And, you know, keeping it in within your framework of your world, and don't make a mountain out of a molehill and dwell on something and put yourself down into a hole that you can't get out of. You know, I think it's critical to just keep it in focus, keep the problem in the right level where it belongs. If it's a stupid little problem, let it stay there. You know, relax, enjoy yourself, figure out something else. It's easier said than done.
It's certainly, you know, and I don't want to sit here and make everyone think that, you know, it's easy to just, you know, walk around and, you know, turn your head, but you're right.
And look like Christina, right? You don't want everybody to think, oh.
I put on like a really good front, guys. It's really, you know, it's a really good skill set. But no, for real, like it's important to realize obviously some things, you know, and I have to say too, listen, John, I know you also are a person who really maintains a positive outlook a lot of times. So it's really fortunate to talk to the two of you about this because you're both two men that I love dearly that really do are so good to their family and really try to be positive in this current situation, especially. So
I agree. And you know what you just said, which is very important for anybody watching the show. Yeah, watching it and listening to it.
Oh, that's right. We could say that now.
A lot of the time, nothing can be forever and nothing can be 100% of the time. Otto basically said it. Sometimes it can't be. You got to move on. And sometimes, guess what? You need that X number of time to be cranky. Yeah. And you deal with it and tomorrow is going to be the next day. But the most important thing that I want to end this show on is that inspiration in difficult times comes from many different sources. Absolutely. And during this pandemic and as it continues on, we hope here that the Christina Lu Show, when people listen to it or see it, whichever they choose, will give them some little spark of saying, guess what? I can try again. I can do a little bit better. The world is not coming to an end just yet. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll see everybody next week.